back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and right here in the Savannah Mall, the ESPN studio on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And you know what? This is a great part of the show. This is when we bring in the good kids, as my friend Bill Edwards loves to say, and we talk about what they've accomplished on the football field, on the basketball court, on the volleyball court, on the track, on the wrestling mat. Yes, the wrestling mat. Yes, we're going to talk a little wrestling today, and this young man, I mean, he's a senior at Islands High School. He was nominated by his coach, Jason Krieger. Now, let's get this straight. Yes, I work at Islands High School. That's my full-time job. This is my passion, talking on radio, talking local sports, being involved in sports. I'm a sports junkie, fanatic. But I want people to know, you have to nominate these people, okay? Please, call me. Give me a kid. Give me somebody that's done something special. I don't care if they play peewee football. I don't care if they play high school football or high school basketball. I do have a young man that I'm trying to get in touch with that I'm trying to get on. He's playing in an international football game. I called back the parents, and for some reason I didn't hook up with them. He's over at Savannah Christian, so he's going to play in the international football game, which I'll mention later on. But Jeremy Wilson's been unbelievable. So Coach Krieger, of course, I work with him. Tell me, how about Jeremy? You haven't done anything about a wrestler. I said, great, great call, Coach, so let's bring him on. Well, you know, I had to pre-record this because Jeremy now is in the traditional area wrestling tournament going on in Toombs County, so he's trying to make it to the States again. But, you know, this is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. So give me a call, 912-507-9158. Email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com. Facebook me at the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Tweet me at KD Sports Report, and I want to get these kids on. So I know there's been a parent trying to get in touch with me, and they've nominated. And, you know, you could be a parent, too. Nominate your own kid. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with you nominating, you know, whoever you want to nominate. And, I mean, let's get them on the radio. Let's give them a little more publicity. And you know what really, really, you know, how can I say this? Bothers me when I hear people complaining that the TV stations don't give sports enough to. Hey, they only got about 2 or 3 minute segments. Ken Griner, Frank Slukowski, Stephanie Farad, you know, Emily Sears, Christine Tuso. They only got so much stuff. And then in the newspaper, Donald Heath, Dennis Knight, they only got so many characters they can fill in a story. Let's get it on the radio, okay? I'll be happy to do it. Well, all right, I'm off my soapbox. Please nominate a kid. Well, this young man is a wrestler, Jeremy Wilson. He's a senior at Islands High School. This season, he's 41-4, okay? He's the first Islands High School wrestler to win 100 career wrestling matches. He's got 121 now, and it's still climbing. He's a two-time state qualifier. He's a three-time state qualifier. He finished top eight last year in the state in his weight classification, 285 pounds. Great interview, great kid. Love him to death. I've been coaching him since he's a freshman. Proud to say that this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week is Islands High School senior Jeremy Wilson. Take it away, PJ.
We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment, and the spring sports season has already started. We're wrapping up with the winter sports season. Basketball is getting into the last week of regular play. Then they'll get into their region tournament next week. Swimming's already done. Swimmers have qualified to go up to the Georgia High School State Association swim meet, which is held on February 5th and 6th. And now wrestling is making their way. And if you know anything about wrestling, it's like climbing a ladder. They got to go through a gauntlet. They have to go through sectionals. They have to go through regionals. Well, they just finished region. This weekend is the area tournament, and as far as I know, when you're in the region tournament, the top four teams, top four athletes from each weight class go to the area tournament, which means there's going to be about 16 wrestlers competing in one weight class. And then once they get past that, if you make it into the top eight, you go on to the Georgia High School State Wrestling Championships, which is in 2 weeks. Well, this young man has had an unbelievable season. He's 41-4. He became the first Island High School wrestler to accomplish 100 career victories. And, you know, he's at 121 wins right now. He's a two-time state qualifier. He's a three-time sectional qualifier. He finished in the top eight as a junior last year, top contender this year in the 285-pound weight class. He's had a phenomenal season. He just finished first place at last week's Islands High School Shark Fights. He's on a roll. He's been recognized as one of the best players or best wrestlers in this area. And I'm proud to say he was nominated by his coach, Jason Krieger, out of Islands High School. And that's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Islands High School senior wrestler, Jeremy Wilson. Jeremy, well, it's got to be pretty exciting. You're back to the state wrestling meet. You're going to the area first. It's been 4 years now you've been involved in the sport. You know, when did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling my freshman year.
And, you know, it's a tough sport. It's a grueling sport. It's a lot of hand-to-hand combat. You play football. You're in the trenches. You're using your hands when you're blocking somebody. But, I mean, what do you like most about wrestling? Because now it's one-on-one. It's not a team sport like football. Now you're one-on-one. What do you like most about wrestling?
Well, I would have to say it's the lifestyle, like having to work hard and practice every day and to become better than everyone else. It's a lot harder than most sports.
And how tough is that, really?
It's very tiring, like most tiring thing ever.
So people don't know that, you know, it's brute strength. Again, brute strength. It's man against man. And you have to have certain skills. Like, you know, I'm not a wrestling, you know, official wrestling fan. I don't know the moves, but there's different skills. As far as Jeremy Wilson goes, what do you feel is your best wrestling skill?
Well, my best wrestling skill would probably have to be, like, the top position. It's where, like, I have to break down wrestlers to pin them. And that's probably where I'm best at.
I'm talking to Jeremy Wilson. He is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's a wrestler over at Islands High School, 285-pound weight classification. He's been in the state three times. This is hopefully be his fourth year. He finished tops in the area with a 41-4 record. He's doing a great job. Now, as far as wrestling goes, I mean, we know other sports. You know, football players lift weights. Baseball players go out and take extra swings or throw bullpens. Football players, you know, are involved in speed training. What routine do wrestlers use to get better?
Well, it's a lot of conditioning and technique practice. It's we have to do like log rolls and a lot of sprints. It's different conditioning from normal sports. It's like endurance conditioning, and it's hard.
Now, just to throw a question to you here. Now, we know that, you know, basketball players play AAU basketball, baseball players play traveling baseball. Does wrestling have AAU wrestling and all that stuff? Are you involved in anything like that?
They have, freestyle and Greco-Roman wrestling, like, at the end of the folk-style season. I usually compete.
So it keeps you going year-round, right?
Yes, sir. Into the summer. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you're a wrestler. I mean, 41-4 record this year, 121 victories in your career. As far as Jeremy goes, did you have any personal goals for this season?
My personal goal is to go to state and hopefully place first in the state tournament.
You think that's going to be rough?
It's going to be very hard. I have a lot of people from returning years that are going to make it very difficult.
So you got to go through that ladder to get there. And, you know, you got to go through the bracket, as you were saying, because now you're going to go – well, you're going to go to area. You're out of area right now. But anyway, you got to go through a 16-man bracket. Pretty tough. Now, as far as the team goes, I mean, wrestling is basically, what, 13 guys at different weights, and they have individual –
14 guys.
14 classification. See, I learn something new every day. What was the team goal that Coach Krieger give you guys?
It was actually to make it to state as a team, but unfortunately, we have a young team, and we lost a lot of key players throughout the season due to, like, injuries and commitment issues.
You know, a personal goal was you to get back to the state. You did there, but, you know, there are a lot of good wrestlers over here at Islands High School. Who else on the team had a good season, in your opinion?
Our 138, Sean Scribner, he's currently 40-10, and he's a team captain with me. And he also plans to place first at state. And we also have a wrestler by the name of Will Folger, who was a state qualifier with me last year. And he plans on placing high up in the tournament, too.
It seems like you got three guys there that are on a mission to get to the state and bring home some medals here to Islands High School. So you're doing a great job. And, you know, there's always behind every good team, behind every good athlete, there's a coach. Tell us about Coach Krieger as a coach and how he's helped you get to where you are now.
Well, Coach Krieger, he's a great coach. He's different from every other coach. He focuses on conditioning and technique. But the biggest difference between him and other coaches would be his personality. He's funny, and he makes us better, and he makes us laugh. He jokes around with the wrestlers and makes a personal connection with us.
But he also gets serious when he has to, right?
Yes, sir, he does.
So, and Jason Krieger, He's been at the program now for 4 years. He's done a great job. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. I'm talking to Jeremy Wilson, Islands High School wrestler, going to the area, trying to get back to the state. He finished in the top eight last year as a junior. Now, and I mentioned earlier before, you play football. So tell us about the other sports you participate in.
I participate in track. This year I'm trying lacrosse. I play football.
You've had a good time doing all of them, right?
Yes, sir, especially football.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now. You got Krieger, Coach Krieger. You've had me. You've had Coach Simpson. You had Coach Zoller. So which sport do you like the most?
Well, this is a hard one for me. I mean, I've played football for 11 years, and I've wrestled for four. I honestly can't decide which one is my favorite.
Whatever in season, right?
Yeah. Whatever season it is.
So now, as far as, you know, you do a lot with the athletics. Do you have any time to participate in any extracurricular activities outside of athletics, any groups, any clubs here at school?
Yes, sir. I'm one of the Islands Youth Group Wrestling League coach. I'm also part of Skills USA, where I compete like on a flight team and an automotive team. I'm also part of National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society, and also on the weekends I have a part-time job.
Well, I don't know how you find time to wrestle in between all that, or find time to work on airplane engines or car engines. I mean, busy schedule. Now, you're wrapping up your four-year career at Islands High School. And what has it meant to play high school sports here at Islands High School?
Islands High School sports, it's a lot to me. It's my life. It's where I can prove who I am and how hard of a worker I am.
And, you know, but tell people how they push you. And you're also doing dual enrollment, too, because, I mean, the next question is, do you have any plans on playing any sports in college?
Yes, sir. I plan on playing football and wrestling in college, and in order to get a scholarship for wrestling, I have to win state this year.
But now we got to go back to this question now, which you already said. You're into the aeronautics. You're into fixing cars, and that's what you're doing in dual enrollment over at Woodville Tompkins, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you hope to achieve in the future?
Well, I plan to play collegiate sports, but after that I plan to hopefully go into the Air Force and become a pilot. And make a living there.
Well, Jeremy, I can tell you right now, I've watched you growing since you were that young ninth grader that came out for football on that first JV team that I had the pleasure of coaching you. We did it for 2 years, and you're a hard worker. You're a good student. Keep up the great work. And if people don't follow, he's also has won the WSAV Vaden Student Athlete Award. He got a $500 check to help him with his education. Keep up the great work, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Jeremy Wilson, Islands High School. Good luck in the area tournament, and once again, go Sharks.
All right, thank you.
Now is Jeremy Wilson, our Athlete of the Week. Smart kid, National Honor Society, All-State wrestler. He also is an All-Region football player this year. Just a great kid all around.
And like I said, he is a great kid, and there are a lot of great kids out there. Jeremy Wilson, good luck. Do what you got to do. Hopefully you're very successful today at the traditional area wrestling match going on, tournament going on in Toombs County. But once again, you got a kid you want to nominate, just give me a call, 912-507-9158, or email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com. Text me on my phone, Facebook, the Carl DeMasi Sportsport. So much social media. And, of course, my Twitter account at KDSports. Once again, great job, Jeremy Wilson. And once again, I got to thank the man that sponsors this segment. He's been doing it for a long time, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays right here in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive. That's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Savannah, Georgia. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, Coach's Corner, my favorite place, okay? Food, sports, spirits, and fun, okay? And it's sports all the time. And now we're going to talk to the man himself, the director, the owner, the event manager. And that's, of course, John Henderson. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.